Back now with Day to Day. Sometimes having the right friend in the right place can really pay off. Tennessee native Nathan Nicholson found that out recently. He's the front man of the British band The Boxer Rebellion. Last month, his band got a big boost courtesy of a fan who just happens to work for a little music outfit you might have heard of. Journalist Christian Bordahl spoke with Nicholson about their new album. It's called Union.
Last month, eyebrows were raised when the iTunes free single of the week was by an unsigned and largely unknown British band called The Boxer Rebellion. The band couldn't even afford to print CD copies of their second full-length album, but they had a fan at the iTunes music department, and he offered to have them release the album straight to iTunes and to give them a week of the much-coveted front-page coverage.
It's just an offer you can't refuse.
That's Nathan Nicholson, the band's lead singer.
We had this album kind of just sitting there. It'd been finished. We just wanted to release it. I mean, for a while we were thinking about, should we just put it up, you know, for free? Or, you know, just as a last-ditch attempt. But this kind of came along just at the right time.
The impact of the iTunes promotion was instantaneous. The band went top five in the iTunes album charts in the US and UK, briefly outselling bands like Coldplay and My Morning Jacket. They even blinked briefly onto the US Billboard Top 100 albums chart.
Yeah, we went number 82, which I didn't think we had a hope in hell, but we did. And it's just great being from the States and never being able to play there. To be able to do something like that really meant a lot, and it was a good week. What's the use in my advice? Did you just turn
down? Swaying to... The Boxer Rebellion first got together in London in 2001 while Nathan was there studying abroad. The band was soon signed to Poptone Records, which had also signed bands like Oasis and Super Furry Animals and My Bloody Valentine. In 2005, Poptones and Mercury Records released the excellent Exits, the band's first full-length CD. Unfortunately, that very same week, Poptones folded. So, despite strong critical reviews, an album that looked like it might make some big waves sank with barely a ripple. Nathan's new album is called Union, and when I ask Nathan to pick out a track that he feels particularly proud of, he selects the song Soviets.
It's quite a hopeful song. I think it's the main lyric at the beginning is heading westwards towards the sun. Heading westwards towards the sun. And I don't know if anyone else would get this, but it's kind of, you know, when all else fails, you can always, you know, go somewhere else and start anew.
Refreshing to talk to a young artist that hasn't done dozens of interviews and refined his bio patter. Nathan was almost shamefaced when talking about his own abilities as a lyricist.
I don't usually try and write too specific I mean, I'd love to be Bruce Springsteen or Bob Dylan, but I'm kind of a bit more ambiguous.
The standout track from Union, and the single iTunes put on its home page, is called Evacuate.
I kind of wish we did more heavier like songs like that, more rock and roll songs. We don't do many of them, and that's because I think they're a lot harder for us to write.
I think Nathan is exactly right. The song Evacuate showcases what the band does best and did more of on its first album, Exits. This record is a little softer, more pop, more falsetto and acoustic guitar, more approachable. It'll appeal to Coldplay fans. But to me, their stronger work is the harsher, harder driving stuff that will appeal to fans of amped up Radiohead. Complex dissonance driven forward by the fantastic, pounding grooves of drummer Piers Hewitt and Nathan's beautifully understated melodic hooks. You may not be able to buy their CDs at Walmart, but check them out online because The Boxer Rebellion is one obscure band that's well worth getting to know. For NPR News, this is Christian Bordahl.
The Boxer Rebellion's latest album is called Union, and it's available now on iTunes. You can also hear a couple of tracks at our website, nprmusic.org.